Hi, partners.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the 10-2-4 Ranch.
Yes, the 10-2-4 Ranch, starring your radio and screen favorites, Dick Foran, Martha Mears, and the Sons of the Pioneers. Transcribed and brought to you by your Dr. Pepper bottler and the thousands of Dr. Pepper dealers from coast to coast.
And here are the 10-2-4 top hens, the Sons of the Pioneers, to sing for you.
Take a look at the sky where the whippoorwill trills.
Gilmore, who knows what it takes to make the good old summertime better. Right, Art?
Right, Miss Martha. You know, the good old summertime isn't what it's cracked up to be. In fact, with the stifling heat and the drag of fatigue, you're the one who may be cracked up. But you can get relief. Get yourself a frosty, cold, nippy tart Dr. Pepper. Ah, what a satisfying, chill, cold refresher. That tired feeling vanishes. Fatigue a GB scram. Yes, Dr. Pepper is your friend in fatigue. It replaces energy drained by heat because it's a liquid bite to eat. Science says when tired, eat. You can't eat a meal while at work, but you can drink a bite on the job.
Oh, Art, I'm famished now. But Dr. Pepper isn't so easy to find. Why is that?
Dr. Pepper's popularity continues to boom while supplies are still curtailed. Thus, it may seem unduly scarce. But make a second try before taking a second choice. The extra satisfaction is worth the extra steps. P.S. Dr. Pepper bottles are scarce. Please return empties promptly.
Just a wish on a falling star from the sky up above so far. All I did was to say I hope that someday I'd find you, and here you are, just a wish on a falling star, as it fell from the sky so far, made my life fall anew by just having you, my dear. Love songs always seem to be so empty. Now there's harmony in every bar. Just to think all this happiness could have never been mine unless I had taken a wish, just a wish on a falling star. Just a wish
on a falling star.
From the sky,
up above so far.
All I did was to say, I hope someday I'll find you. And here you are, just a wish
on the falling star.
As it fell
from the sky so far,
I had taken a wish, just a wish on a falling star.
Mighty pretty, Martha. Mighty pretty, sure.
Yeah, boss, not bad. Say, Dick, I wish you'd been with Foghorn and me over at Garagosta them prize fights last night.
Well, were they any good?
Why, sure. One fella that was fighting, they called Ace in the Hole because he was always face down.
I get it.
One fella there was a club fighter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but they made him leave the club outside the ring. And what a cheap manager that fighter had. Instead of throwing in a towel, he threw in a Kleenex.
Yeah, just in case he had the blow.
Yeah, in case he had... You know, but I like them fights. You know, once my uncle punched Joe Lewis right in the nose.
He did.
Oh, now, truthful. There you go again, stretching the truth.
Now, Miss Martha, that's the fascinating truth, so help me. He punched Joe Lewis right in the nose, not once, but twice.
Well, I'd certainly like to shake his hand.
Gosh, boss, we can't dig him up just for that.
Oh, no. Did you see Tim Spencer there at the fights with that little redhead?
Oh, so that's the stray Tim went out to look for.
Yeah. Pardon me for breaking you up, Senor Dickey, but I also was sitting in the box fights last night.
Well, Pedro, how did you like the fight?
Oh, no bueno, senor. Why, if my wife and me put on a fight like that around the house, the kids, they would, they'd boo us out of the window.
Pedro, maybe you could be a fighter. Only you have a wife and four kids to look out for.
Oh, no, senor. Just my wife. The four kids wouldn't hit me.
That's enough of this foolishness. Dick, it's time to hear from the foreman now.
All right.
And I want to hear your new arrangement of Bob Nolan's famous Western song, Cool Water.
All right. And here are Bob and Tim and Lloyd to sing it with me. The setting is the desert. Burning sand and scorching sun. Heat that brings a tantalizing mirage to an old prospector who fights his way across the wasteland with Dan, his old burro. This is the desert.
Water. All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water, old Anne and I with throats burned dry and souls a cry for water. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water. Oh, Dan, can't you see that big green tree? The water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me. Nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. But with the dawn, I awake and yawn and carry on to water. Cool, clear water. Keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. He spreads the burning sand with water.
Beautiful, Dick. Boy. And now, Art Gilmore in a touching story of how hobos can help the war effort.
Well, now, my story's not about human hobos, but empty bottle hobos. They started out as fine, hard-working servants of society. But through public neglect, they've become loafers. How sad in time of war. They just got stranded, and folks are too busy to see that they get back to useful service. Are you harboring in your garage or pantry an accumulation of empty Dr. Pepper bottles? If so, rout them out. Take them back to your store. We'll round them up, wash, scour, scrub, and sterilize them till they're as shiny and clean as a hospital spoon and as glistening as your finest table crystal. Then we'll fill them with sparkling, delicious Dr. Pepper and send them back to you, proud and patriotic in doing a wartime job. Dr. Pepper provides a liquid bite to eat for hard-pressed workers at war. Dr. Pepper is a food. It helps when you're hungry, thirsty, and tired. Help us to keep it coming. It'll help you to keep a-going.
Seeing you.
1024 Ranch, starring Dick Foran, Martha Mears, and the Sons of the Pioneers, comes to you from Hollywood, transcribed. Musical highlights are especially recorded for our armed forces overseas. 1024 Ranch is produced by Harry Wayne McMahon And this is Art Gilmore wishing you good luck and good going with Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock every day.
You've done your bit. Now do your best. Buy more war bonds. Bye.